Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 podcast. I am Reema Tendulkar. Today the focus will be on the futures and options expiry, and it's been a great August series for our markets, with the Nifty rallying 4.7% while the mid-caps have outperformed, gaining close to about 6.5% in the August series. Despite this recent outperformance by the mid-caps, they're still underperformers compared to the benchmark indices, and they're still about 10% away from their all-time high levels as compared to the benchmark indices, which are pretty much hitting record highs day after day. So focus will be on the August series and the F&O, how it wraps up. It's been a good one, particularly for the corporate banks. So you've got an Axis Bank and ICICI Bank, which have seen a near 20% rally this series. Reliance Industries has been a big mover, again, of about 16.5%. So today, the moves could be on account of the pushes and pulls on account of the F&O expiry. But going ahead, there is some skepticism whether this big corporate rally in the banking stocks can actually continue going ahead after the big up move. And also, what could put pressure on the upside is the fact that crude oil prices continue to be on the boil. So now, Brent crude has crossed that $77 per barrel mark. Overnight, there was a gain of 1.5% on the back of a higher inventory as well as weaker supply coming in from Iran. Rupee too needs a lot of monitoring. It closed at a record low of 70.5 against the dollar. The intraday low, also a record in terms of weakness, was 70.65 against the dollar, and focus will shift to the GDP as well as the fiscal data, which is due on Friday. Global markets continue to be pretty strong. So the Nasdaq and the S&P 500 closed at record levels. Strong gains seen in tech majors there like Alphabet, Amazon. Even with respect to the political developments, the Canadian foreign minister has joined the NAFTA talks with US and Mexico, with the prime minister Justin Trudeau saying there is a possibility that a deal which includes Canada may be reached by Fridays. The FIIs continue to be sellers, so they sold about 1,415 crore in the cash market. But the DIs pretty much bought it all. So they bought about 1,114 crore. In big stocks to watch today, keep your eye on Reliance Infrastructure and Adani Transmission. On expected lines, RIL Infra has concluded 100% a sale of the Mumbai Power business to Adani Transmission. With this, Anil Ambani says the gross debt will come down to 7,500 crore rupees, and they expect Reliance Infrastructure to be a zero debt company by next year. Greaves Cotton, also on your radar. The company will acquire a majority stake in an EV, that's an electric vehicle company, called Ampere Vehicles. Apart from that, ICICI Lombard, where CLSA says the new motor insurance norms are a positive because they expand the market and they can improve the profitability. And in that, ICICI Lombard is one of their top picks.